今天下午想用掌声的背后做题目，大家一起来共同努力。
Have you shared this afternoon is behind the cross.
雅各的第四个儿子名叫犹大。
The fourth son Jacob is called Judah.
那犹大这个字，如果我们查圣经字典呢，就是赞美的意思。
If you check the original meaning of Judah means praising or applause.
这个字源呢是来自于两手鼓掌赞美的意思。
The root of this word is clapping hands.
但犹大是在利亚生下第四个孩子开始对神赞美的时候呢，有那种赞美的心态所以把他第四个孩子取名叫犹大。
So Jacob of his wife Rhea give this fourth son. He started to praise the Lord.
那在雅各要临终之前呢，给犹大的赞美就是犹大，愿你的兄弟赞美你。
Prior to his death, Jacob blessed Judah, said, "May your brothers applause."
这样看起来，犹大的一生啊。从婴儿时期啊，到爸爸祝福的啊，甚至之后呢，是充满了掌声充满了一个赞美的人生啊。
So the life of Judah is full of applause.
这个圣经上很少提到赞美呢，通常是指向神。我们主要是要赞美神。
Normally, the Bible teaches us to praise the Lord.
但是也有五个地方呢，指向人特别犹大是其中一个。所以雅各说：“犹大，你的弟兄要赞美你啊。”
There are five places. The applause refers to men. Judah is one of the cases.
那为什么呢
？Why？
我们来看一下历史对犹大的最后评论是什么。
Let's study about the comments of history.
看历代志上的第五章。
Let's refer to First Chronicles chapter 5,
第二节。
Verse 2.
历代志上第五章第二节。
First Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2.
旧约五百零三页。五章第二节。犹大胜过一切弟兄，君王也是从他而出，长子的名分却归约瑟。这边提到流便呢，因为污秽了父亲的床，所以长子的名分归了约瑟。
Says Reuben defiled the bed of his father. Therefore, the birthright of the firstborn belong to Joseph.
所以约瑟继承双份的一个产业，所以他的两个儿子便雅这个以法莲跟马拿西呢。在十二支派里面。
Therefore, Joseph inherited double of the heritage. Both of his sons were among the 12 tribes.
可是犹大他却胜过一切的弟兄。
But the Bible says that Judah prevailed over his brothers.
所以他是受弟兄所赞美的。
And he was praised by his brothers.
犹大一辈子当中呢，能够牵动爸爸。允许犹大带便雅悯去埃及提粮，虽然别人牵不动。
Once Judah asked his father to allow him to bring Benjamin to go to Egypt.
犹大的爱感动了约瑟，融化了约瑟的心，让约瑟跟弟兄们相认。
And the love of Judah moved Joseph, so all the brothers finally met.
犹大的孝心也感动神，所以让借着雅各的口来说，君王要从犹大而出。
And also the filiality of Judah moved God and moved Jacob. Therefore, he said, and from him came a ruler.
但是呢，犹大不是一下子他的生命就是值得这么样受赞美啊。
But the life of Judah was not like that.
所以我们今天要谈一谈犹大在应该被赞美之前，在掌声的背后呢，他到底做了什么事情，以至于到后来。有这么多的掌声，这么多的赞美啊！
So what had Judah done to grant him so many applauses？
今天来谈他生命在受赞美之前的三个事情，就是他神剪除他们家的恶，那么神暴露他生命的羞耻， 那么他也最后能够认罪。我们来谈谈这一段。
There are three important points: the removal of evil, and the revelation of shame, and the confession of sin.
我们来看创世纪的三十八章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 38.
创世纪三十八章第一节、第二节。
Genesis 38, verse 1 and 2.
我们把这个红线夹在这一章。
Please place a bookmark here.
当时犹大离开他弟兄下去，到一个亚杜兰人名叫希拉的家里去。第二节。
Two.
犹大在那里看见一个迦南人名叫舒雅的女儿，就娶她为妻，与她同房。这边记载犹大在圣经舞台出现的时候呢，记载他离开他的弟兄。
In the first appearance of Judah, the Bible recalls he departed from his brothers.
这是离开选民的地方。
And he left. The place which is given to the chosen one.
然后呢，下到一个外邦人的地方。
And visited a pagan area.
这个圣经记载呢，只要犹大跟希拉在一起啊，犹大都没有做什么好事情呢。
As long as Judah was with Hira, he didn't do anything. He never did anything good.
那第二节在那里，他就看见一个迦南女子。
And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite.
就娶她为妻。
And he married her.
这跟他的祖父呢，亚伯拉罕的看法不一样。
This is very different of the different attitude from his great grandfather Abraham.
因为曾祖父坚持他的儿子不可以在迦南地娶太太。
Abraham insisted that his children would never marry a Canaanite woman.
这跟以撒跟雅各所说的你要到你的舅舅那边去娶个太太的想法也不一样。
It's also different from Isaac marry a girl from her mother's family.
这跟他们的兄弟犹大的众兄弟跟四剑王子所说的话也不一样，因为他们说跟四剑王子说，你们是没有受割礼的，怎么可以娶我的妹妹底拿呢？
It's the same thing as King Shigemen said, that since you are uncircumcised, how can you marry my sister?
虽然一边说不可以娶嫁给没有受割礼的，可是呢他自己却娶了一个迦南的女子。
Although on one side, they insisted that they should marry a Gentile girl, and on the other hand, they still did it.
这个圣经上记载他看见就娶她。
The Bible says that he saw a daughter of a certain Canaanite.
那这个记载的手法跟参孙所记载的手法一模一样。参孙看见停拿一个女子也就跟爸爸妈妈说要娶她。
This is the same as Samson saw a girl and he wanted to marry her.
这个记载的手法跟事件看见底拿，圣经上讲事件看见底拿就拉住她，就玷污她。
It's the same as when she came to Tina and he defiled her.
所以这种记载就告诉我们，这是完全出自于自举的一种私情协议的一种很属世的一种选择。
This is a very secular choice from the lust.
所以从整个圣经里面呢，我们看不到犹大的太太叫什么名字。
So we do not, we never see you.And notice what is the name of Judah's wife.
圣经上讲她是一个舒雅的女儿，叫什么名字呢？不知道。
The Bible never gave the name of this girl. You only say that a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua.
我们知道亚伯拉罕太太的名字。
We know the name of the wife of Abraham.
也知道以撒太太的名字。
Also the name of Isaac's wife.
也知道雅各太太的名字。
And also the name of Jacob's wife.
甚至知道约瑟太太的名字。
We even know the name of Joseph's wife.
就是不知道犹大的太太叫什么名字。
But we do not know the name of Judah's wife.
这样看起来这桩婚姻呢，真的不是神所看重的，也不是神所喜悦的。
So this marriage did not please God.
后来我们就发觉到神在他的家工作。
Later on, we notice the work of God in this family.
我们来继续看一下第三节。
Let's continue to read verse 3.
那太太就怀孕生了儿子，犹大给他起名叫儿。第四节。
4.
他又怀孕生了儿子，母亲给他起名叫儿男。第五节。
5.
他又生了一个儿子，给他起名叫示拉。
age.
当他生四拉的时候，犹大正在基西。啊，这个三个孩子当中呢，老大是爸爸取的名字啊。
And among the three children, only the oldest son was named by the father.
那个儿的意思就是要警醒。
儿 means to be alert.
也许犹大真的觉得，哎呀，现在娶了个外邦女子哈，怕儿怕儿子啊笑话迦南地的风俗啊，所以特别叫他说，哎，警醒哦，警醒哦。
Perhaps Judah realized his son might follow the Gentile faith.So he named the older son Er.
那第二个就是儿男，儿男母亲取的就是强壮，好像告诉我们，其实迦南的风俗习惯呢，更胜过于他们的啊，更受过于他所要的警醒啊。
The second son was named by the mother called Onan, means strong. Perhaps the health is more important than the faith. than alertness.
哎，第六节啊，谈到说呢。啊、第五节谈到说他生第三个儿子的时候犹大正在基西，基西就是一个就是欺骗的意思，欺骗的意思。那实际上啊，这个好像在跟我们暗示啊，这个犹大生第三个儿子呢，他是在一个欺骗的城市里面啊。
When the third son was born, Judah was at Chazib. Chazib means lie or cheating.
所以从头看到尾啊，我们看到整个犹大家的信仰啊。啊，是在一个相当挣扎的一个情况之下。
And from the beginning, we learned that the faith of Judah's family, is in struggle.
那因为可能啊，这两个孩子受迦南人的影响大，所以他们行神眼中看为恶的事情。
Perhaps these two sons were influenced by the Canaanite culture, so they did wicked things in the sight of the Lord.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
犹大的长子儿在神眼中看为恶，神就叫他死。那个神哦，对人类的罪啊，啊，对啊，一个整个民族的整个这个种族啊，在挪亚时代啊，毁灭的整个种族的罪啊啊，这个罪人只保留了八口。
During the olden days, God only spared the life of eight people.
那么神也对付啊几个乡村的罪，所以把索多玛跟俄摩拉跟啊用火焚烧了。
God also burned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah。
这里我们看到神也对付个人的罪啊，一个人犯罪啊，那神也来对付他，叫他死。
God also punished individual, like in this case, Er was killed。
那当然不是说今天我们家如果有小孩子啊过世，代表他一定是恶的。
It doesn't mean that when someone or the child of family died, it is due to the weakness.
耶罗波安有一个儿子呢，他要死的啊，他生病的时候呢，耶罗波安派一个人去问先知。
When the son of Jeroboam was so ill, he sent a messenger to the prophet.
先知说，因为你们家只有这个孩子是在我面前是行对的啦，所以呢，我让他死。能够埋葬你们其他的家人呢，通通要死得很辛苦啊。
Since this child did the righteous things, he will die peacefully, but not the others.
所以这样看起来，如果我们家有小朋友过世呢，更可能是他更完全，也不一定。
Perhaps when in the family when a child passed away, maybe he is more righteous, maybe he is.A better in faith.
但是这个事情只有神知道，只有我们自己家里的人知道。
Only God knows, and only the family members know.
那神后来也对付了他第二个儿子。
God also took care, also handled the second son.
我们来看第八节。
Let's read verse nine, verse eight.
犹大对俄南说啊，你当与你哥哥的妻子同房。向他尽你为弟的本分，为你哥哥生子立后。第九节
，verse nine，
俄男知道生子不归自己啊，所以同房的时候便移在地，免得给他哥哥留后。第十节
，ten，
俄男所做的在神眼中看为恶，神就叫他死。这个俄男的这个弟弟也是很糟糕啊。
The second son Onan was also a wicked one.
表面上答应爸爸说好了，没有关系了，我来帮我哥哥留后吧。
And apparently he tried to agree with what his father's request and marry the brother's wife.
古代的习俗，他们是可以从借着兄弟来留后代的。可是他表面上答应，暗中啊，就是让啊他这个让他玛作为啊他这个欲望的一个工具而已啊。
And but instead, he didn't follow what his father asked him to do. Due to the ancient culture, the younger brother may marry the older brother's wife and raise up an heir to his older brother.
啊，神也叫他死啊。
And God also killed him.
我们就会觉得哦，原来犹大的家庭要出这个，要出大卫，要出君王，要出耶稣基督啊。
So in the family of Judah, that we have the descendant of king like David and also Jesus Christ.
我们不知道神一直在修剪这个家庭啊，把那个恶啊一直的修掉啊。
God keep on removing the wicked things.
啊，耶稣说啊，我是真葡萄树。
Jesus Christ said, "I am the true vine."
我父是栽培的人。
And my father plants.
凡属于我不结果子结果子的，我就把它剪掉。
And those who belong to me but do not bear fruit will be cut off.
所以我们会知道说，真的犹大的家，哇，在被赞美之前呢、啊，很痛啊，一剪再剪啊，好像插花的，这个这一枝剪掉了比较漂亮，可是又看另外一枝又不好看，再剪让整个花呢。呈现出来才能够得到别人的赞美啊！
It's keep on trimming and cutting off until the best is left.
我知道说这个犹大失掉这两个儿子啊，身上没有记载犹大有什么哭泣的现象，跟这个雅各失掉约瑟的表现不太一样。
After Judah lost his two sons, the Bible didn't record he was very sad. This is a big contrast between Judah and Jacob when losing.Joseph.
这好像跟雅各失掉西面啊，西面被关起来，圣经上也没有提到雅各有什么表示啊。
Just like when Simeon was in jail, Jacob had no reaction, no feeling.
真的，如果我们有个孩子啊，很乖啊，他什么他有什么事情，我们真的很舍不得啊，很心疼啊。如果这个孩子不乖啊，有时候真的我们也不晓怎么说啊。
So if we have a good child and then he was in some kind of trouble, we kind of show our worry and concern. However, if the child is in misbehavior, when he was in trouble, we just do not know what to say.
那从这一段故事，我们也学习到，其实一个人的婚姻真的很重要。
And in this verse, we also learn that the marriage of a person is very important.
我们在婚姻上面要合神心意啊。
We have to do it according to the will of the Lord.
有个弟兄他在找对象，跟很多人不一样。
Once when the brother was looking for his future spouse, he is very different from the others.
因为他所找的呢，不但是要有共同的信仰基础啊，他要找一个好妈妈。
Not only
找一个孩子的好妈妈。
Not only not only he looks for the future spouse to have a common faith, but also a good mother to be.
我们会知道婚姻呢的生活对我们的孩子影响非常的大。
The marriage life will influence our children.
迦南的风俗借着犹大的太太影响给他孩子啊相当大，以至于神不得不伸手呢把这个恶给剪除掉。
The custom of Canaan negatively influenced the two sons of Judah. So Lord had to stretch out his hands to remove the evilness.
弟兄姐妹，我们希望能够被赞美吗？
Do we want to be praised?
我常在想哦，雅各有十二个儿子啊。
Jacob had 12 children, 12 sons.
特别挑选犹大来成就大事。
Only Judah accomplished the major things.
因为挑选他成就大事啊，特别的在他生命当中呢让他有所痛苦啊，剪除他家里面的恶。
Especially he was chosen to go through all this troubles and sorrows and to be trimmed and also for the removal of evilness.
那神不只是剪除恶，后来我们看到神也继续的来显露他的羞耻。
And also the Lord revealed his shame.
我们继续读下去。
Judah's shame.
我们来看第十一节。
Let's continue to read verse 11.
犹大心里说，恐怕示拉也死，像两个哥哥一样， 就对儿媳妇他玛说，你去在你父亲家里守寡，等我儿子示拉长大了，他玛就回去住在父亲家里。这个犹大我心里就想说，不可以啊，我的小儿子啊不可以嫁给这个他玛，好像现在人家所说的扫把星啊，这个他玛可能是一只扫把星啊，所以呢嫁给他玛，我看示拉也要死掉啊。
Seems that now the
古代人的观念啊，当然圣经的观念不是这样子了哦。
Of course, the secular point of view is the Tama may bring bad luck to the family. So Judah was thinking that his younger son should not marry her.
说实话，他没有诚诚实实的对待他嘛。他是说，他其实不想要他嫁给他另外一个儿子，却又叫他守寡。这个实在是跟拿米比起来啊，他是比较顾自己啊，不顾到别人的孩子啊。
Again, she, Judah is only concerned about himself, and asked her daughter-in-law to remain as a widow.
所以犹大心口不一致。
So, Judah, is not an honest person.
他爱自己的孩子胜过于爱他的媳妇儿。
He loved his child more than loving his daughter-in-law.
这好像我们每一个人都好像都这样子哦。大家大部分都是爱自己的孩子胜过于爱自己的in-law啊。
Seems like this is a human nature. But people tend to love their own children more than the son or daughter-in-law.
有一个姐妹问我一个问题啊。
Once a sister asked me a question.
她说：“如果我的先生不爱我妈妈，我该怎么办？”
If my husband doesn't love my mother, what should I do?
到底我应该以妈妈为重呢，还是以先生为重？谁在我心目当中应该比较重要
？And who is, you know, more valuable in my mind?
这个问题很难回答呢。
It's a very hard question.
我们在神学院曾经讨论过这个问题啊。
We discussed this topic, in the theological.
我们先谈到说，哎，如果你出去旅行坐船呢？你的孩子跟你的太太两个都溺水了，你要先救谁？
This is the same similar question to ask. What happened if the ship are wreckage and you and your wife and your children are in the water? Who are you going to save? Who are you going to save first?
标准答案是应该先救太太了。
The standard answer is to save your wife first.
因为圣经上讲说呢，夫妻两人是一体啊，哦。
Husband and wife are same body.
那个关系啊。是比儿女啊来的更重要。
Actually, the relationship are closer than children.
但是呢，实际上哦，其实我看每个人都会先救儿子。
But in real life or in real practice, I'm pretty sure everybody will save the feel the child first.
因为大家都蛮爱孩子，不是不敢说胜过爱先生了，都蛮很爱孩子啊，哈。
Because the parents love the children more than anything else.
那这个答案没有争议，大家都同意啊，因为圣经上的教导是这样子啊。
There's no argument about this standard answer. This is the teaching of the Bible.
但是有一个大家就不晓得答案是什么了。如果你的太太跟你的妈妈两个一起溺水，你要先救谁啊？
However, in another scenario, if your wife and your mother-in-law are both
不是 mother-in-law, 你妈妈哦。
Oh, your own mother are both in the water, are both sinking the water. Who are you going to, who you're going to save first?
那个神学老师就说：“哎呀，不晓得怎么办，不然先救那个信仰比较好的好了。
” Perhaps you save someone, save the one who has better faith.
那个神就说：“不对啊，人家信仰好的都嘛可以早点上天国，要先救信仰不好的，让他灵修。”
And the other answer is, well, you should save those who doesn't have a good faith so he can remain, he or she can remain on this earth, for spiritual cultivation.
啊，所以好像大家也没什么结论。这个好像有人在问耶稣基督啊，我这个钱啊，拿去教会啊，不奉养妈妈行吗？耶稣说，这个是要做的，那个也是不可以不做的。
Just like when someone asks Jesus, what should I do with the money? Take care of my parents or to contribute to the church? In reply, Jesus says that you have to do both.
但是呢，我们去发觉到说，真的，我们呢，也不只是要爱我们的孩子啊，也要爱我们的in-law。
So therefore, we don't only love our children, but we should also love our in-law.
犹大心里这样想啊，可是这个时候神也没有做什么动作啊。
But in here we see that God took no action.
第十二节
，verse 12，
三十八章十二节
，chapter 38 verse 12。
过了许久啊，这个时候示拉已经长大了。
And now Shelah had grown up.
犹大一样的都没有反应啊。
But Judah took no action.
犹大的妻子啊，第十二节哈，过了许久啊，犹大的妻子苏雅的女儿死了。
Now in the process of time, the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died.
啊，最后神也把他的太太呢的生命取走了。
So God took away the life of his wife.
人生很奇妙，有时候我们觉得很难了解了。
Sometimes it's kind of hard for us to understand.
雅各最爱的是拉结。
Jacob loved Rachel the most.
啊，神却把拉结先取走了。
But God took away.
我相信犹大也很喜欢，也很爱这个外这个苏雅的女儿，这个迦南的女子啊。
I'm also pretty sure that Judah loved his wife very much.
但是神也把她取走了。
But God take her away.
圣经讲说，在患难当中，我们要思考啊。
Therefore, when we are in tribulation, we ought to meditate.
啊，结果犹大呢，他在这种困难、患难的时候呢，其实啊，在情绪最低潮的时候，他反而越走他的路呢，是越走越错啊。
Even in such a tribulation, Judah walked towards wrong direction.
啊，他后来竟然去在一个情况之下找了妓女。
He even looked for prostitute.
我们来看一下三十八章。
Let's continue to read chapter 38.
三十八章的十五节。
Verse 15.
三十八章十五节。犹大看见他，以为是妓女，因为他蒙着脸。十六节。
16.
犹大就转到他那里去说：“来吧，让我与你同行。”他言不知道是他的儿媳妇塔玛。塔玛说：“你要与我同寝，把什么给我呢？”十七节，犹大说：“我从羊群里取一只山羊羔，打发人送给你。”他玛说：“在你未送以前，你愿意给我一个当头吗？”十八节，他说：“我给你什么做当头呢？”他玛说：“你的印，你的带，你手里的杖。”犹大就给了他，与他同寝。他就从犹大怀了印。我们跳过来看二十三节。
23.
犹大说：“我把这山羊羔送去了，你竟找不着他，任凭他拿去吧，免得我们被羞辱。”我们从犹大口中呢，知道犹大知道他所做的是一件很丢脸、很羞辱的事情啊。
From what Judah said, he did a very shameful thing.
啊，从我们看这个经文看起来呢，找妓女好像是在做买卖一样啊。
It seems that looking for harlot.Was doing some kind of a trade.
啊，这个行业呢，从古道到现在啊，一直都存在我们的世界当中啊。
This business exists since the ancient time.
啊，因为很多人他们会去啊找他们的啊找妓女呢，所以妓女就存在。
Since many people looking for harlot, so this business exists.
但是我们知道，从圣经从旧约到新约啊，都教导我们呢、啊，绝对不要啊做这样啊错误的事情啊。
But as we learn from both the Old and Testament, the Bibles warn us we shouldn't engage in this business.
在箴言里面谈到妓女的嘴巴像下滴的蜜一样甘甜呢、啊。
In the Proverbs, it describes the mouth or the lips of a harlot is like a dripping honey.
啊，是比油还要滑的。
It's even more slippery than oil.
但是他所带领人的路呢，是到达死亡之宫呢。
But a harlot will bring his man to Hades.
啊，所以圣经上一直警告人呐、啊，不要我们，尤其是他的选民呢，不要学习外邦人做这样丢脸的事情呢。
So the Bible warned the chosen ones.Should not engage in this kind of a shame.
在新约里面，保罗说呢，难道你们不知道与妓女联合的，就是与她成为一体吗？
The Bible also says that did you know that to unite with the harlot is to be united with her in one body.
所有的罪啊，犯的都在身体之外，唯有淫乱的罪呢，是在身体之内。
And all the sin committed is outside the body only.Only adultery is against your body.
所以在我们看起来，淫乱的罪啊是致死的罪。在我们新约有耶稣基督宝血洗净的人呢，是不可以再去做这样不好的事情。
And adultery is a terminal sin that is against the teaching of the Bible.
那到底我们应该怎么样避免这样丢脸的事情呢
？And how are we going to avoid such shameful things?
创世纪三十八章啊，第十五节，我们快接到说，犹大不是蓄意去找的，他是在路旁看见的，这是临时起意的。
The Bible says that Judah didn't purposely look for a harlot, and he met her by the roadside. At the roadside.
所以今天我们要跟学约瑟啊，约伯啊，真的要跟眼睛来立约啊，要把这个当成一个非常严肃的事情啊。
So we should learn from Job, the Job that we have to make a covenant with our eyes.
如果我们跟犹大一样，真的去做这种事情，会发生什么事情呢
？So if we follow the example of Judah and did such thing,
我们会失去印，就是可以说是我们的 identity。也就是圣灵啊，就是我们的印记。我们会失去圣灵，失去我们的 identity， 失去我们的我们的名分呢、啊。
We'll lose our status, we'll lose the seal, and we'll lose our identity.
我们会失掉手中的杖，就好像犹大手中的杖不见了。我们的能力从神来的。也会不见了。
We'll lose the staff and we'll lose the power from God.
我们会失掉一个带子。我们知道曾经让带子啊系在这个窗户上，是代表一种盼望。我们也失掉救恩的盼望。
And we'll also lose the hope of salvation.
所以今天呢，我们绝对要很仔细，小心不要重蹈覆辙。
We have to be very cautious not to follow the example of Judah.
其实啊，这个日光之下没有新鲜事啊。今天真耶稣教会。离开教会最多的一个例子呢，就是在这个方面不谨慎。
There's nothing new under the sun. In the true Jesus Church, those who are excommunicated from the church are mainly because of adultery.
所以我们要仔细我们的眼睛要跟眼睛立约，要离开现场。
So we have to make a covenant with our eyes and to be very cautious and alert.
注意我们的环境啊。
And notice and pay attention to the environment.
有一次我带个长老一个长老来一个长老来到这个夏威夷啊。
Once an elder came to visit Hawaii.
那他喜欢散步啊。
He liked to walk.
所以我就利用一个空档呢，也带他去散步啊。
So during a period of recess, I brought him to walk around.
我现在会觉得我这个晚上不可以到 Waikiki 去散步啊。
At night time, you shouldn't walk on the Waikiki beach.
因为我经验太多次了。
Because I experienced a couple
of times. 那个不像我们的纽约啊，什么42街还是43街啊，就是有固定的地方可以找到不好的女人啊。那个什么地方都可以出现，你不晓得她躲在哪里啊。
Waikiki beach is not like the 42nd Street in New York City. You can find call girls all over the places.
那我就远远就看到一个人在那里，我就跟长老讲说，长老。你知道那个是谁吗
？So when I saw someone standing in front of us, and so I told the elder, "Do you know who she is?"
然后他知道，你知道，他平常喜欢走路是很快。那时候他已经不是用快走路，他是用跑的，赶快跑离开那个地方啊。
So the elder quickly running away from the scene.
我说哦，原来哦，原来遇到这样子的人是要用跑的，不可以用走的哦。
Yeah, finally realized when you encounter a situation like this, you really have to run away, not just quickly walk away.
所以我们真的要注意我们的环境。
So I have to be more sensitive and alert to the environment.
这个后来呢，神也把犹大的丢脸事情啊给显露出来啊。
God also revealed the shameful things of Judah had done.
我们看三十八章的二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
三十八章二十四节。约过了三个月，有人告诉犹大说：“你儿媳妇他玛做了妓女，因为她行了淫，有了身孕。”犹大说：“拉出她来，把她烧了。”二十五节。
25.
他玛被拉出来的时候呢，便打发人去见他公公，对他说。这些东西是谁的我就从谁怀的印请你认一认这袋子这印这账都是谁的26节
26
犹大承认说他比我更为有益真的后来神因为人犯了罪真的就是纸包不住火啦到时候如果都是会被显露出来的。
So after a man committed, after a person committed sins, he will be revealed.
那犹大很有公义的心他说哎呀做了这么糟糕的事情拿出去烧了。
It seems that Judah was a very righteous person. So in the beginning he said, bring her out and let her be burned.
最后他会说哦原来他也是共犯。
And later on he realized that he was the person. He was the one.
法官变成被告啊。
And he was, he becomes, the defendant. Instead of a judge.
如果他跟他儿子一样啊因为印 都已经拿过来了啊啊。
She has sent.
他有权势呢，把这个罪恶通通隐藏起来的。
He has the right to cover up the evil things.
如果他把这个东西像他儿子一样在暗中啊，口中说了这一道，暗中做了这一道，像他第二个儿子一样呢，最后啊，就没有办法生下他嘛，就没有办法生下两个双胞胎出来了。
So if he did the same thing like his second son, and Tamar will not give birth the twins.
所以这个时候是我们看到这个犹大被赞美的开始啊，他一辈子犯了这么多这个一笔烂账啊，这么多错误的事情呢，他的生命的一个转捩点啊，就是在这个时候，他能够对一个弱势啊，一个有苦没有地方说的妇女啊，一个弱势的人呢，能够保护，能够真正承认他生命的错啊。
So this is the turning point of his life. He can acknowledge and acknowledge what he had done.
他说他嘛比我更为有益啊。
He said, she has been more righteous than I.
为什么？
Why?
因为我心口不一啊。
Because I didn't do accordingly.
为什么？因为他所要做的只是想要帮他的先生留后代啊。他嘛所要做的。
What Tama tried to do is to produce heirs for her husband.
他们当时候没有律法，律法是从摩西时代开始的。
There's no law at that time, and the law actually started from Moses.
没有律法的时代，人所做的事情是凭良心来判断。
When there's no law, man did things in accordance to his conscience.
他嘛只是按照赫人的律法，赫人的律法跟圣经有点像，跟旧有点相似，可以从那个死去的家人身上得到后裔啊，得到后裔啊。
What Tama tried to do is to have heirs from the younger brother.
那他所做的，也许他也听到亚伯拉罕跟神的约，神说亚伯拉罕的后裔。全天下人要从亚伯拉罕后裔得福，他说不定也盼望那个弥赛亚之约的福气啊。
Perhaps she also expected the promise of a promise of Abraham.
所以犹大的结论是，他比我更为有益啊。
Therefore, in conclusion, Judah acknowledged them and said, "She has been more righteous than I."
当然，从新约的角度来看，这个是完完全全的，无论怎么样，这个是完完全全是乱伦啊，这个是绝对错误的。但是我们要知道啊，当时没有律法。
And in the New Testament time, this is considered as incest. is a great sin. However, back in those days, there was no law against it.
神看到他的心呢，也接受啊，就是啊啊，借着他们的错误呢，来成全神的义啊。
And through the mistakes they make to fulfill God's will.
我们来看一下，继续看下去哦。
Let's continue to read.
26节。
Verse 26.
犹大承认说他比我更为有益，因为我没有将我的儿子示拉，因为我没有将他给我的儿子示拉，从此犹大不再与他同寝。27节。
27.
他马将要生产，不料他腹里是一对双生的，到生产的时候，一个孩子伸出手来，收生婆拿红线牵在他的手，说这是头生的。29。随后这孩子把手收回去，他哥哥出来了，收生婆说你为什么想得出来呢？因此给他起名叫华勒斯。30节。后来他西顿那兄弟手上有红线的也出来，给他起名叫谢拉。神拣了犹大两个儿子。
And God gave Judah two children.
神再还给犹大两个儿子。
God returned two sons to Judah.
神把耶伯十个儿子通通就让他们在这个患难中死掉了。神后来又补耶伯十个儿女。
And also later on gave also the same thing like God gave Job 10 children.
所以我们知道，当一个人啊懂得在生命当中有反省啊，有认罪的时候呢，神会再祝福，再补回他所失去的。
Just like when a person confess and repent what he has done, and God will compensate the loss.
如果犹大没有悔改，他真的是作假，真的让他儿媳妇为了顾面子啊，去被人家烧死啊，他连续失去了四个孩子。
If Judah continued to,
因为那时候他妈已经怀孕了。
To fake and let Tamar to be burned, he will lose four children.
那更重要就是犹大的认罪呢，圣经上特别记载呢，从此他就不再跟他玛同寝了。
And he, um, He confessed what he done, and the Bible says that he never knew her again.
以前他所做的他不知道，因为他妈把他的眼把他的脸蒙起来。
He didn't know, it was Tama since she had her face covered.
他知道了。
Once, he learned that.
他就不再做错事情了。
And he refused to continue to commit sins.
所以弟兄姐妹们受赞美之前呢、啊，不简单哦。
So brothers and sisters, before a person is praised and receive applause, it's not very easy.
我们常常听到诗班啊唱诗唱得很好啊。
A lot of times we hear the choir singing beautiful hymns.
我不晓得他们在背后啊。花了多少时间在准备、啊、
？We do not know how much time and effort they spend in practice.
我们常看到一个人很受神的祝福。
When we see a person is blessed by God.
但是我们不知道他背后啊经历了多少神管教的事情啊。
But we do not know how much chastisement he received.
我们常常看到一条河的浪花非常的漂亮。
We saw a beautiful stream of water.
但是我们不晓得那个浪花是因为河里面的石头激起来的。
It was caused, we see the beautiful wave, but it is caused by the stone.
所以真的神有时候爱我们啊，给我们经历很多辛苦的事情。
God loved us, he allowed us to went through a lot of tribulations.
但是那的确是一种提醒。
It is as a reminder.
如果耶稣是从这个 family tree, 这个家庭的树下来的 ,family tree 下来的。
If Jesus is from this family tree,
这个树啊所有的缺失啊神真的要把它修剪干净的。
The Lord will have to trim this tree and with all the evil doings removed.
所以你有辛苦的事情吗
？Do you have a suffering?
辛苦可能是为了以后的赞美吧。
Maybe this is the prelude for the future praise and applause.
掌声背后是一段不容易的过程。
What behind the applause? Is a process of suffering.
啊，求主耶稣帮助我们呢。
May the Lord help us.
我年轻的时候很喜欢啊，就是喜欢听到一句话，非常的，就是觉得很好了哈。
When I'm young, when I hear something else which is good,
他说啊，人生啊，好比啊，戏剧。
And I heard this statement. The human life is like a play or like a drama.
这个世界好比舞台。
The world is like a stage.
今宵由你演出啊。今天由你来演啊。
And tonight, you perform on stage.
宴时掌声如雷啊。
And I really hope, that a lot of applause.
实际上讲啊，保罗说了，我们是一台戏啊，是演给啊，是演给世人啊，演给天使啊。演给神来看的。
The Bible also says that Paul said that we are like the actors showing to the people of the world and angels.
也许在这个演戏过程当中啊，人生过程当中啊，你要经历过很多很多的波折。
Maybe during the entire process, you may encounter a lot of frustrations, a lot of trials or tribulations.
但是我们认定神啊，走在神的道上，你发觉到说，原来啊。这个都是掌声响起之前的事情。
If we follow the Lord and focus on Him, and all this serve as the prelude of a process.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.